This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
I'm glad you brought that up on if it's easy playing with Curry, because Murray Spates joined the program yesterday, joined 95.7 The Game.
Mo Spates.
Courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Yeah, Mo Buckets, Mo Spates, Murray Spates on if it's easy playing with Steph Curry.
It just depends on how you look at it. But I say it's easier because he could take so much pressure off his shoulders, especially in the game. He could go and go crazy. And you can learn so much from him. The way he works, the way he be a pro, the way he's a superstar, the way he, carry himself, you can start learning so much from him. Honestly, from a younger player like a Jordan Poole, you probably learn so much from stuff. And that's why he was able to be successful with the Warriors. So, man, it's about really paying attention to details with him and just watching him. So I think it'd be easy playing with him. I know it's easy playing with him.
Well, it's funny, and I know it's easy playing with him if you're Kevin Durant and you're LeBron James and you're Jason Tatum, Joel Embiid, Anthony Davis, and Team USA, Nick Friedell, because that's been the talk of the week, right? The Court of Gold. What was it, Court of Gold? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
For Netflix? Yeah.
Yep.
All of it. And it's on Netflix if you want to find it. Court of Gold. And it's going to be a 6-part documentary series chronicling all the teams, basically. I think it was Serbia, France, USA, Canada, a couple of the teams there, some of the big dogs of the Olympics in regards to basketball, and the behind the scenes look. And obviously we heard from Steph and we heard from KD, and let's hear from Steve Kerr yesterday, because he had the great sound clip of saying he's one of the greatest people he's ever known, the greatest, one of the greatest players, one of the biggest shots he's ever seen.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I turned off my own mic. I pulled a Ray Ratto. One of the biggest shots he's ever seen, Steve Kerr on yesterday, talking about that moment he shared with Curry after the gold medal game.
Well, it's pretty special to see him have that moment, 2 years after winning
his last championship, he was dying to be back in the mix again. And for him to have that moment in front of the world, amongst the greatest players on earth, and for him to stand out and make those four threes in the last 2 minutes, it was just vintage Steph. I mean, the way he rises to the occasion, it never ceases to amaze me, even though I see it over and over again. But my comments were real. I mean, I think he's the finest human being I've ever been around. I just don't think there's ever been this combination of talent and humility and perspective and awareness. And it's just this incredible mixture that makes Steph who he is, that I think attracts, you know, all sports fans to him. They see these qualities, and those things don't often come together, you know, to have that kind of swagger on the floor and be that humble, genuinely humble. It's incredible. And what Steph has done with his life to impact others, being aware of his power and yet using it in such a beautiful, authentic, humble way to help others. He's remarkable. So, yeah, I meant every word I said, to him after that game.
And that was Steve Kerr on yesterday with Willer and Dibs, as he does join them every single week, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. And, you know, some other things he was talking about there was, you know, the shot, right? And one of the biggest all time in Steph's career, for sure, that shot against France, the night in Paris at the home of the Olympics that year. And he likened it to, you know, Jordan in the playoffs. What was it? Was it, did you say in 89?
The shot over Elo.
Elo. One of the all-timers, right? And Steve Kerr played with MJ. So there's levels to this. It's one thing to play with a guy. It's another one to coach a player. And the relationship he has with Mike, way different than he has with Stephen Curry. Probably a lot closer with Steph than he was with Mike.
I don't
Mike.
Think Steph ever punched Steve.
It was some love punch, right?
Although that would be a really interesting story.
Well, I mean, not the first time a player in the Golden State Warrior uniform was thrown a punch. We won't get into that, but it was interesting when you hear from Steve Kerr, because what he says is so interesting because of his career, Nick, because of all the players, all the coaches he's played with and who have coached him. Phil Jackson, right? Probably the greatest in the history of sport, if not 1A, 1B, right? Greg Popovich, same thing. Greatest in the sport. Michael Jordan, are you kidding? Tim Duncan. We're talking about top five players and top five coaches he's played with.
Pippen, Rodman.
I haven't even mentioned those guys, but like all of them. Tony Parker, right? Ginobili, all of them. And he gets to coach Steph Curry, and his perspective on that and being able to break it all down, and the human element, I think, gets lost in this. And we were talking about it yesterday, the human element of Stephen Curry and why him winning a fifth for me would mean the most, more so than any other championship coming up, more than the Niners, more than Giants, more than the Sharks. It'd be Steph getting his fifth and having that culmination of a career and saying, yeah, I was the best of my generation. I have won more than LeBron did. People are going to have their arguments. LeBron, MJ, LeBron the greatest ever. But, you know, if Steph gets that fifth, that is something LeBron does have. That's why I'm anti-LeBron and Steph getting together, because there is that battle, that rivalry. It's just like, and I hate that we're getting away from actual rivalries in the NBA, and that's one that
really
we truly love. We don't have any rivalries anymore. We just don't, which is why tonight when they play the Kings, which actually does feel like kind of an old school rivalry a little bit, because there is no love lost between these. Mike Brown's not there anymore. You know, there was that Mike Brown, Steve Kerr. And Doug Christie's not about that. We learned that real quick. So
yeah, Steve's probably like, I got to win this one for my friend.
I say all that to say this. I love hearing Steve Kerr talk about Steph, and I'm finally glad we get to watch some actual Stephen Curry legitimate basketball again tonight with Jimmy Butler, with Draymond Green getting back on the court in this final 27-game stretch that starts tonight.
Spadone, when you hear Steve Kerr say those things, he means them very sincerely. And this now goes to a worldwide audience on the Netflix documentary. But I can only tell you that Kerr has said a variation of the same thing for years. The reason Steph resonates with so many people within that organization, players, coaches, the people that work in the offices, is because they believe who he is. He's genuine. I covered the league for 15 years, and I always went back to three people who people would say, who are all these guys behind the scenes? In other words, do you believe who they appear to be on TV or when you're watching them in an arena? There were three guys always for me. The first guy was Kyle Korver. He is such a genuine dude. He is who he appears to be, just a nice guy who knocks down all kinds of three-pointers all over the place. And you go, yeah, he's pretty legit.
Would you believe me if I said Kyle Korver is a name that sparked a lot of controversy on the roast at one point? Sam knows what I'm talking about.
What happened?
Well, let's just say a certain host here on the Morning Roast made the comp that Klay Thompson was closer to Kyle Korver at this point in his career than he was, let's say, a Ray Allen type. And people got upset. We'll just say that. People got upset.
Okay. All right.
Continue.
Well. I can see why they might get upset there, but from a personal standpoint, I always found Kyle to be very genuine. The second person was Joakim Noah. People see Noah and they see the going back to when he got drafted, the crazy suit and the hair, and you know it was looking sideshow Bob-ish. But in my experiences with Joakim, he is who he appears to be. He's not trying to be anybody else. He's going to go out and have a good time, and he's going to party, and he's going to be one of the most popular teammates that you got, and he's going to give you everything he has while he's out there on the floor. The third guy, Joe Spadoni, always is Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. Because when people say, is Steph really like that? Is he really as genuine as he seems? Is he as solid as of a person as he appears to be? In my experience being around him for all these years now, the answer is yes. I really think that he is that type of person. And the thing that Steph appreciates, again, from someone in my role, is just having those human conversations. And he's got so many people tugging at him all the time. It's pretty impressive to see how he handles all that. But in listening to that Kerr clip and hearing him speak in the reverential terms that he does about Steph, it was just echoing what he says all the time. The reason Steph Curry is as popular as he is because he's real. And that's not to say that there aren't plenty of other real NBA players out there. It's just that for him to achieve the level that he has for so long, to stay at that level just as a human being, there's a reason Kerr talks like that. There's a reason Bob McKillop, his college coach at Davidson, talks like that. There's a reason Mark Jackson still talks like that about Steph. Anybody who's around him knows that the guy is not a phony, which is impressive given his stature in the game.
I liken him to, you know, it's rare when you have a player of his level that no one really hates. Like, that's the, it's hard to say, like, LeBron does some things where people, I get it. Like, people, LeBron has done some things in his career where people get upset, whether it's his post-game antics, whether it's, you know, he's like, oh, my arm was broken after this, or, you know, they lose the finals, and there's people think there's excuses built in. I get it. There's a lot of people that have had tumultuous off-the-court issues in the past that have, you know, swayed out the public's opinion on certain players. Michael Jordan, you know, people, not a lot of people liked him.
He was a jerk.
He was a jerk. Like, people didn't like Michael Jordan. He took a year off. Some people thought that. I was like, I don't know. Like, taking a year off, like, I guess.
He's shady.
Like, he wasn't universally loved, even though in hindsight he was, you know, I don't think anyone's touching him as far as, you know, the merchandise, as far as being such a huge public figure like that. No one's touching the era of Michael Jordan back in that 90s window, what he meant, Air Jordan, all of that. But I say all that to say Stephen Curry, when it's all said and done, might be the most universally liked greatest superstar in the history of the NBA. That's, and I don't say that flippantly. Like, Magic Johnson was one of those guys.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan to an extent, but no one even knew it. Like, Tim was just Tim. He was just there a little bit. He never, like, his personality never shined. And I do think Steph does have a somewhat of a personality, a little corny sometimes with jokes, but that's okay. He's a family guy. I can relate to Stephen Curry being an average Joe, being a father of two. And it's like, I gravitate towards his some of his dad jokes, some of his dry humor. Like, he's just a nice guy. And I can gravitate towards a person like that. My son can gravitate towards a person like that.
It's the way to kind of frame that, Spadone, is Steph is one of your favorite players' favorite player. When you hear other people in the league talk about Steph Curry, they'll tell you and you'll see in their words just how much respect there is. There were three guys through all those years that always seemed to pop up. Who's your favorite player? Who's your favorite player? It was Steph, it's still LeBron, and it's Kyrie. There are so many young players in this league who are obsessed with Kyrie, and more of that is his ability to make plays on the floor, to dribble through any kind of traffic that comes his way, to knock down big shots. But I think what has impressed so many people around the league about Steph for so long isn't just that he's the greatest shooter of all time. It's the way he carries himself. It's why I just mentioned Bob McKillop, his coach at Davidson. Spadone, McKillop always would say, I could see Steph running for president. And who knows what can happen after somebody's playing career is done, and Steph still has at least a few more years of high-quality play. But the fact that you'd even broach that, having seen Steph when he comes into any arena and seeing all the people that come towards him and go, oh, my gosh, Steph, can I get a picture? Can I get an autograph? Can I ask you a question? Oh, he has a way of dealing with that is pretty, pretty impressive for somebody who has that type of attention all the time.
So what you're telling me is the ticket in 2028 is going to be Stephen Curry and Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Steve Kerr. That would be impressive, too.
Not the Steve I'm thinking about. Stephen A. Smith.
Stop it.
Starting to get into that politics game, baby. Why not? You know what? Whatever. Just go ahead. That's literally where I'm at in society. Sure. I
can't imagine how you would have gotten there, Spadone.
Yeah, apathy, right?